Chukas begins with the Pasha of Tumas Meis, of Poro Adoma, which Be'etzem, the title of Tumas Meis, I should have said. And that is really very logical, because the last Sedra was Koirach, which happened in the second year, and now suddenly we're getting to Chukas, which is already the 40th year. Because right after the Poro Adoma Pasha, we have Miriam dying, and that's the 40th year. Everything that happens from Chukas onwards is in the last year in the Midbar. Now, I heard once from Yosef Soloveitchik, Zichron Levrocha, that Be'emes, it's very classic, it's understandable, that the first Pasha, which comes to us at the end of the 40 years, that means in the 40th year, would be the Taro of the Tumas Meis, because the Emes is, we know zilch, we know nothing at all about what happened during those 38 years in the Midbar. The Torah doesn't tell us anything about it. The only thing that we know from Chazal is that that was a period of dying. The Gzeira had been at the result of the Meraglim, that they were going to die in the Midbar, and we all know the Chazal, that at every Tisha B'Av, a percentage of the people died. The only really thing that we know about those 38 years, it was that it was a time of dying, that those 38 years were devoted, at least to the extent that we know anything about it, they were devoted to dying. So it seems a thoughtful gesture, Ki'ilu, of the Torah, to once it's over, let's learn about the Tara from dying, that there is such a thing as ridding oneself of the depression, of the whole sort of a living death of mourning for dying. That even Tumas Meis has a Yeshua Ki'ilo through the Poro Adoma. So we should be talking a little bit about the idea of Tumas Meis, and a good place to start that is the Tosfos in Ksubos. In Ksubos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Masril Oisei Hayoyim. So Tosfos brings Vorav Rav Chaim Kohen Ho Yoyme Il Mole Ho Yisi Kishenifta Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen said that if he would have been there when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, Hoyisi Metamelai, I would have been Metame myself to him. Although I'm Rav Chaim Kohen, I'm a Kohen, and the Kohen is not allowed to be Metame himself to a Meis, but I would have been Metame myself to him. Uvihedi Yeomer Birushalmi, the Kishemeis Rebbe Omru, Ein Kohona Hayan. Today Kohona does not apply. We can be metame ourselves to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So Rav Chaim HaKohen says that in his view, obviously we're not making exact mathematical comparisons over here, but that Rabbeinu Tam is in the sugya of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and just like the Kohanim were able or felt able to be metame themselves to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so also he would have been metame himself to Rabbeinu Tam. Now that needs a hesber. The truth is that we need a hesber for that, because it's a law for a Kohen to be metame himself to a Meis. I mean, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen wouldn't have said that he would have eaten trefer if that would have been somehow connected with Rabbeinu Tam's Misa. I mean, where does Rabbeinu Tam's Misa suddenly matter a law in the Torah? For that matter, where suddenly does Rabbeinu HaKodesh Misa matter a law in the Torah? So this concept that for Tumas Meis, for the Issa for a Kohen to be metame himself to Tumas Meis, that there is somehow a flexibility, that if the Nifter is a great enough tzaddik, that somehow that Issa is lifted. And that's something to think about. Like, why should it be that way? Certainly no other Issa in the Torah would be lifted in a similar circumstance. So how are we to approach this? Now, the fact is that Tumas Meis, we have hints all over the place that Tumas Meis is different than the other Tumas, and that is very, very blatant here in our Pasha in Chukas, where we have this very, very strange Pasuk. Zois HaTorah Odam ki yomos ba'ayel, kol ha'boel ha'ayel, v'chol ha'asher ba'ayel, yitmor shivas yomim. Okay? There's a chiddush over here in Chukas, which we have never learned before, that there is such a thing as tumas ayel. Now, parenthetically, we have to know that we haven't really had the dinim of tumas meis before either, but you see in the Pashyas, in the earlier Pashyas in the Torah, that the idea that you can become tome from a meis was already known. For example, in Nosai, you have the Pashyas of Shiluach Machanos, that if it's a tome lo nofesh, that he can't go into the Machanes Shrina. So we know that there is such a thing as Tomei Meis, even before we come to Chukas. So we knew these things earlier. What we didn't know is Tumas Oihel. In other words, we knew them earlier, I guess, because from Shmini we already know that a Nevela is Tomei, and so if a Nevela is Tomei, a dead body of an animal, so dead body of a person would certainly be Tomei, but the Nevela is also only Tomei, the Maga or the Masa. So we would know Maga and Masa by Tomei Mesh, but Tumas Oil we don't know yet. The other place where you have it is by the Pesach Sheni, Baloisla, yeah. So there also they were Tomel and Nefesh. So they said we can't bring the Pesach. So you had to learn by Pesach Sheni. So Vidaramol, we know that there is such a pasha as Tumas Meis. We know that there's such a pasha as Tumas Meis, but we don't know Tumas Oil. And how does the Torah introduce us to the Pasha of Tumas Oil? Zois ha Torah, Odom ki yomus ba'oil, kol ha'boel ha'oil, v'chol ha'sher ba'oil, yitmor shivas yomim. Now what is that strange, strange hakdoma? Zois ha Torah. What does that mean? That in the Torah there are 613 mitzvahs. What does it mean, Zois ha Torah, Odom ki yomus ba'oil? So that's a very, very strange loshen. And the Sifri to that Chukas says this, that on Zois HaTorah it says, Bo HaKosov, the limit al hames Tumo Chadosha, Shemutamo Bo'oil. That was the Chazal seemed to take Zois HaTorah, Ki'ilu it would say, Zois Torah Chadosha. There's such a new Torah. There's something over here which is new, it doesn't fit into any of the Gedorim which we know. See, apparently, the idea that you can become Tome by having a contact with a Meis, that is not such a Chiddush. Could be that if you have a Torah Digger Cup, you understand that a Nevela and Shrotz and whatever it is, and the Meis should be Metame if you have contact with them. By size, that's a Torah Digesvora and isn't viewed as a Chiddush. That's not a Torah Chadosha. Torah Chadosha is oil. You have no contact with the Meis. You're in the same, you're under the same roof. So therefore that's a contact. Well, how are we supposed to understand that? How are we supposed to understand this Tumas Oihel? And the Torah understood that we wouldn't understand it. And the Torah introduces us and says, you know what, I'm going to tell you now, Ke'ilu a Torah Chadosha. I'm going to tell you something which is new. Nothing which you've learned in the Torah before this will ready you for this concept. But this concept is a Torah Chadosha because it's a Tumah Chadosha. It's an entirely new concept of Tumah. Now, why does that concept of Tumah, how are we to understand that? How are we to understand that by Tumas Meis Dafka, of all the objects which can be Matame, the objects, the people that can be Matame, only the Meis has this new characteristic of Tumas Oyel. By Metzora there's something a little like it, that's Tumas Bia, but that's a different passion. But among the regular Tumas, and the Tumas Bia and Tumas Oyel is not the same thing. So how do we understand this Indian of Tumas Oihel by the Meis? What is Bichlal, the Indian of Tumah? Like, especially, it's good to learn if you have the time, you're able to do so. You should look at Rav Shamshon Frel Hirsch in the Pashyas of Tumah and Tahara. He's got some very, very, very interesting and convincing concepts about what generates tumah. But really, without going into all the intricacies which he suggests, and which are really wonderful ideas, but there is a Rashi, a Poshto Rashi, in Vayikra, and that's the Moreh Gezach. It says in Shmini, Zoysachaya, so Rashi says, Zoysachaya Shetiochel, that you can eat these chayas. So Rashi says, Loshm Chayim, Chaya, is of course a word made of the same shorish as chayim. Lefishi Yisroel dvukim b'mokheim. Yidden adobuk in the Rebbeinu Shlolem. Uruuyen liye yois chayim. Yidden, the context within Jewish life, within which Jewish life should take place, is the context of chayim. Lefichach hevdilo min atumah v'goza aleim mitzvahs. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlom was mafresh us from tumah. All tumah is really a kind of death. It's a kind of death. The tumas hayotzes migufan are also a kind of death. The tumas nidah, the zov. These are all aspects of life flowing away, potential life. Tumah b'derech klal has an inyan to do with Misa. And Rashi over there makes it very, very clear and gives us to understand how we should look at this. We should see ourselves as being Dovuk Bachayim. We have to be Dovuk Bachayim. And when something is dead, so that's a steer to Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is lived in the embrace of the Rebbeinu Shlolem. And the embrace of the Rebbeinu Shlolem is a Mokam of Chayim. And when you come into contact with a thing that is dead, so that's why there's tumah. Be merachak yourself from it. If you did touch it, don't come into the Beis HaMikdash. We all have a general idea of what's involved. What we have to understand is that there is a qualitative and extremely, a really, really strong difference between tumas meis and tumas novella, let's say, of a behemoth, of the shortsim and so on. What is the difference? What is the qualitative difference? The qualitative difference is like this. Really, like you take an animal. Yeah, let's take a phrase, an animal, and it dies. Really, when you think about it, nothing terrible has happened. When it was alive, it also wasn't alive. It was able to move around. If you look be'etzem at a nevela, it's an ugly thing. Somehow we don't like to look at it. Yeah, and a rose that was cut from the garden, we love to look at. But the emphasis is that they're really both the same thing. They had life at the level at which life is shayach to a plant, or at the level at which life is shayach to an animal. And now that life has departed, here you cut the rose, here the animal died. So you have a dead chefetz. So that is not something which is connected anything. Obviously the life that was given to the rose, or the life that was given to the animal, is something that can ebb away. And when it ebbs away, so it's ois yontif. So that's it. The human dead body, that's a different story altogether. Because the human dead body, he was supposed to be a human being. That means the life of the human being is the pshat is, that's not the pshat is that he's a rose, it's not the pshat is that he's an ox. That's the pshat is that what a human being is, he's a ben of the Rebbeinu Shlolem, he's shayach to Kedusha, he's shayach to everything in the world. A dead body, a dead human body, a dead human body, what is it? It's a lump of earth bereft of its power, of any potential. There's nothing left. Its whole purpose was that he should be an Eved Hashem, that he should be great, that he should be holy, that he should be wise, that all these things. And now what's lying there, a body, it's like it's an aberration. It's an aberration. It's a human form without any humanity in it. A dead ox is a dead ox. So what is it? It's an ox without breathing. All right, non-breathing ox and a breathing ox comes to the same thing. Oh, but this was a human being. This was something who could be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shlolem. So the emes is that when you see or you come into contact with a dead body, that's a terribly, like, it cuts into you, because the dead body is such a steel to anything which should be. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy, not only from the point of view that a living person has died, but the fact is that a dead body is a steel to everything. The emesis, there's another madrega over here, which makes the tumas meis into a very, very terrible thing. The idea of a dead body. And that is because by the Rebbeinu Shalom's cheshbon, it shouldn't have happened. It's a Torah Chadosha. It's Takan Torah Chadosha. Why is it a Torah Chadosha? I mean, there the word is it's the oil which is a Torah Chadosha. But the emphasis is that the Tumas Meis itself is Beprinas Torah Chadosha. Because the Rabbanu Shalom didn't plan on Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas. And if he hadn't eaten from the Eitz Hadas, there wouldn't have been any Misa in the world. And the Tumas Meis would not have happened. So Tumas Meis is an artificial horror which was neulert from the fact that there was chait, and suddenly there's a Metzias in the world which the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want that there should be such a thing as a human body without a neshama. That's an aberration. It's a shrek. It's a shrek. Was kenda zayda zazach? A human body without humanity. That should never have been. That's the ugly face of chet. You could put it even like this is like in the evil and fevered brain of the Nochash. He invented Tumas Meis, because when he was Machshel Chava and Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, so he wanted Misa in the world. No, here you have what that's what you want, Mr. Nochash. Hoste was the verse. Here you see a dead body. Bereft of his neshama. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So what's taka the hezba of tumas oil? What is taka the hezba of tumas oil? Like, why does that tumma only apply to tumas meis and not to any other tumma? The answer is because it's taka different. It's qualitatively different to tumas maga or tumas masa or hesed. All these things, they all have contact. So you come into contact with something which is tameh, some places more direct, some places less direct. But the bottom line is, you come into contact with something which is tameh, and memela, you become tameh. But here you're not in contact. Over here, it's a different word. That the tumas meis, the meis, the body, the dead body of a person, that tumah is so connected everything in the world, it gouges out a place for itself and says, this is my mokum, this mokum is full of tumma. Not the pshat is you're coming into contact with me, but this whole place, I make the whole place in which I am, as defined by common oil, I'm making it like it's tumma. It's connected chayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is chayim. And Torah is Chayim. Torah is Chayim, not Abusachainu. And we are Chayim, not Abusachainu. So this is the pshat, is that the coming into contact with a dead body is so terrible, be'etzem, when you see that. So the pshat is that the whole world is Chayim. The whole world is alive. You look out of the window, you see grass, you see trees, you see animals, you see people, you see life, 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 life. The whole world is the pshat is the Rebbeinu Shalom's rotzon tangible. The tangible rotzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom looks like a bush and looks like a tree and looks like a dog and looks like a pigeon and it looks like a cabbage. Or everything is all rotzon Hashem, and that's chayim. The whole world is alive, and the dead body gouges out from the world its place and says, here death rules supreme. If you come in here, you're coming into contact with me without being in contact with me. Not because you're closer to me than you are. You're not close to me. But you're in the place which I have conquered, Ke'ilu. That is Pshat L'Choyre in the gate of this Toiro Chadosha of Tumas Oyel. It's a very, very, very terrible kind of thing to think about. So what was it us? So where are we now? We are trying to understand the Reb Chaim Cohen, who says that he would be metame to Rabbeinu Tam. But the emes is, like if we learn the Rambans a little bit in Bereshis, we know what's going on. What's the Ramban? We know that the Ramban says that Nase Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. We know Rashi that he was Nimlech, Ribbono Shel was Nimlech in the Pamalia Shel Ma'ala. What does the Ramban learn? That Ramban says that Ribbono Shel was talking to the earth. Aniva Oretz. The Oretz produced all the animals. Toitze Oretz Nefesh Chayo Lemina. So Mimela, the Ribbono Shel said to the Oretz, look, you created all the animals. I tell you what, create another animal and he'll be formed like a man, but this time I'm going to be a shutev and I'm going to make him a neshama. And so the two of us will be the boirem ti'ilu of this man. So vayipar pap of nishmas chayim, vayitza Hashem elokim es ha'odom ofa minu adam, vayipar pap of nishmas chayim, vayhi odom lenefesh chayim. So that, what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that posuk? So the later Ramban who talks about that posuk says pshat, like there are a few shittas in the Ramban, but the ikar shittah, the meisav, what he comes out with is that the pshat is like this, that the guf of the person, that was made by the Adoma, right? See, the emes is, it says the whole time in Bereshis, yeah? When the Ribbono Shel gave Odom HaRishon his klole, he said, Ashuvu el Adoma shel lukachto misham. Twice it says by the Adam Rishon, Lavoy des Adoma Asher Lukach Misham. It stresses that he came from the Adoma. Why did it stress that he came from the Adoma? Well, what's so important about that? The Teretz is this Ramban. What does Ramban say? That by he or Adam, the Nefesh Chayo, it means like this, that the physical body of the person, which Be'etzel is an Adomatic thing, becomes subordinate to the Neshama. By he or Adam, Le Nefesh Chaya. It'll be subordinate to the Nefesh Chaya. And Mimele, it loses its Adoma quality. A person who sins, he is Mafrit, is Guf from the Neshama. He's not subordinating it to the Neshama. So it goes back, it's coming from the Oretz. It hasn't been sublimated. If it hasn't been sublimated, go back to the earth from which you come. But if a person lives the way he should live, so then the physical part of him is entirely subordinate to the neshama, so then it loses its Adoma character. The pshat is by Rabbeinu HaKodesh that there wasn't Noyek Kohuna was because the body of the Rabbeinu HaKodesh was also Kodesh. It had lost its Adoma characteristic. It had lived, Rabbeinu HaKodesh lived the kind of life which a person should live, and Mimela, his guf was le nefesh chaya, it became subordinate to the nefesh chaya, so it lost its quality of earthiness, and since it lost its quality of earthiness, so there's no tumah, the coin can go there. I mean, the loshen is they were metameh to him, because I guess legally there is din of tumah, but the real ra of tumah doesn't exist, because it wasn't adoma anymore. The emes says, the Ramban later on at the end, the Vayikra says, that there's a one daga of chayim, and he brings a mosh from Chanoch and Eliyahu Hanavi, that they were nichnas chay legan Eden. There is such a thing as being nichnas chay legan Eden. Why are you nichnas chay legan Eden? You're dead. So how are you nichnas chay legan Eden? The answer is because your guf doesn't exist. It doesn't exist as a separate entity. It's in ganzen subordinate to the neshama, and the mele you can come with a guf. So that guf is not tome. Oh, so the tome, the guf which is taka subordinate to the neshama, the way the Ribbono Shel had planned it, is not anymore Minhu Adoma. And if it's not anymore Minhu Adoma, so there's no tumah, so you can be metame yourself to it. Masha ain ken, if one did sin, and Odom HaRishon had sinned, so that's why the Ribbono Shel said, Ashufcho el Adoma shel lukach misham. You came from there, so that's your metzias. Your metzias is you go back to the Adoma. You didn't sublimate your body to the same degree that that Elyon Novi did. So that's the pshat of Shuvro al Adoma. Wow, Kumtacha is very moiridik that the tumas mace, which is the tumah which is generated by that horrible, horrible, horrible picture of a human goof lying dead, unsublimated, by anything is only if the taka wasn't sublimated in the chaim of the person. But if the person taka sublimated it and he lived in such a life that his neshama was taka, the ganze metzias that he had, so then there's no aspect of tumah at all. And that is why Rav Chaim HaKohen said he was going to be matam himself to Rabbeinu Tam, because he felt that legava that Rabbeinu Tam was in the same ballpark as Eliyahu HaNavi. It's an chanoch. So that's a moyle gezach. Now, of course, all this is very theoretical for us. We are all very human, and none of us, I don't think, anticipate being in the same sugya as Eliyahu HaNavi, or as chanoch, or as Rabbeinu HaKodesh, or as Rabbeinu Tam. But it's good to wissen amol that what ought to be is that we ought to be able to de-earthize our bodies a little bit. That if we can try and be a little bit more in control of what we do, it would be nice. So our body would be less of a bossa. Then it says, if we're talking already Rambans, you have to remember that Ramban by the Mabul, Bishakom hu bossa, the Ramban says. He's become a chunk of meat. Like, he's just boss anymore. The people were so wicked, they weren't subordinating themselves to the neshama anymore. And mimele, it's b'shagam boss. So I don't know whether there's much lemaisa in what we learned tonight, but to have a good pshat and some of the issues in the Rebbeinu Shem's Torah, it always is a good thing.